Chris and Kira.
I'd rather put my nipples in a pencil shop.
Sunday to Thursday from 10
on 2FM. FM.
So Emma is in playing the fake celebrity news quiz with us. How this works is every week Emma comes in. We have great fun with this because what Emma does is she gives us four celebrity news stories. However, one of these celebrity news stories is fake, and it's up to Kira and I to try and guess which story is fake among all of these other real ones. So Emma, it was an interesting evening, I have to say. Some very, very unusual stories, quite a mix of stories actually, so can we hear them again before we get down to business?
You sure can.
Thank
so
you.
For anybody that missed it, we are doing an animal attack team.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the first one is that Isla Fisher was left with a scar on her bum after she was pecked by a giant cassowary bird during a trip to a wildlife park in Perth when she was 8.
Sure.
Second one is that TV host Ryan Seacrest was bitten by a shark while swimming in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Mexico in 2008. He got nipped in the foot and even found a tooth that was left behind.
Oh, shit.
As again, I'm just going to say it's a pity that Ryan Seacrest was left behind.
I can't believe you want Ryan Seacrest maimed, Kira.
Like, Chris, he's just a product of everything that's wrong with the world.
Is that because he made the Kardashians?
It's not even that. It's just that whole fake. He's like a robot. If you see him like asking questions on the red carpet, he's not there. He's there in body,
him.
But he's not in mind. Like,
really?
He's so vanilla. And he doesn't even look at people when he asks them the questions. And then when they kind of try to, you know, go away from what he's asked, he can't handle it.
Jesus, Kira really doesn't like Ryan Seacrest.
And she's put a lot of thought into this.
Clearly, yeah, like she has actual proper reasons.
Yeah.
Point one. Yeah, yeah.
It's like she's been waiting for this moment.
Yeah.
All right, I think he's all
waiting
right.
Waiting for Emma to mention Ryan Seacrest in the fake celebrity news
finally.
Quiz.
I think there's much worse out there, you know? You know Damien O'Mara, who does Game On 2FM? Like, if you want to dislike a broadcaster, he's the guy to dislike, all right?
I love
Never.
Damien.
I love Damien.
All right. Well, anyway, that's my opinion. Sorry, what's story number three?
Story number three is that famed chef Gordon Ramsay was attacked by a puffin he was hunting with the intent to cook.
Oh, no.
He received 3 stitches on his nose as a result of the encounter.
Oh dear.
The 3 stitches would, you know, probably take away from all those lines on his forehead.
That's true, they distract. Yeah, you wouldn't notice them, right? They just blend in. Like wrinkles.
Yeah.
All right.
And the last story is that Susan Sarandon was almost killed by a jealous female dolphin while swimming back in the 70s. The dolphin, known as Rosie, took a bite out of Susan's wrist when she was...
It's actually on the phone, anyway.
When she stopped to pet her friend. Hi, Rosie.
Dolphins are the weirdest looking things. I'm sorry, I don't think they're beautiful at all. Shh.
Oh, they're so cute.
You think so?
Yeah. I'd love to give that one a hug.
Really?
Yeah, except, yeah. Oh, look at that.
Dolphins are mutantist looking animals. But anyway, look, those are the four stories, all right? So... just leave this on in the background.
Still not a fan of Susan Sarandon.
No,
and
evidently not.
She also
not.
Just said she can't believe that Tim Robbins and Susan Sarandon broke up.
Is that what she's saying in Dolphins?
Yeah,
she's
saying
it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, look.
She said it was all Susan's fault.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of those stories is fake. And it's up to Kira and I to try and guess which the fake story is. So among those four stories, Isla Fisher having a scar on her bum after a bird pecking it, Ryan Seacrest being bitten by a shark, Gordon Ramsay being attacked by
Rosie,
a puffin.
Please.
And also Susan Sarandon almost being killed by a dolphin who was just on the phone there. Well, Kira, you said the fake story was what?
I said the fake story was the Gordon Ramsay story that he was not attacked by a puffin that he was trying to cook and did need to get 3 stitches.
Interesting. I said the fake story was indeed the Susan Sarandon story we were just talking about there with the dolphin. I said that did not happen. So... let's dim the lights, let's get that fog machine going again, and let's make it very tense in here.
I hate this bit.
Yeah, it is kind of scary.
Break
it
down for us, Emma.
Rosie had great reception there, didn't she?
for a dolphin that was on a phone, yes, actually. She had fantastic phone manner, fantastic reception. It really was brilliant.
Yeah.
That cost RTE €1,000 just for that one clip.
With no fingers.
They had a satellite van driven there. I had that arranged beforehand. Cost a lot of money.
Okay, well, I put you out of your misery.
Yeah, let's break it down.
Okay, so Kira, the Ryan Seacrest story was true.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
he must have gotten bitten by like a baby shark though, or like a shark that's basically a fish.
A vegetarian.
You know what I mean though, like a fish sized shark.
I know, yeah, I know.
And it's a part of the same breed of shark or something.
Oh look, I'm sure there'll be a reality TV show made about it someday. If there already hasn't been.
There probably has been.
Wow, Kira, this hatred you have for Ryan Seacrest. You know, you tell me I need to hate people less.
I just like people with a little bit of depth, and I don't think that Ryan Seacrest has any.
Oh, fair enough. Again, Damien O'Mara on Game On also doesn't have any. Like, I'm just saying, if that's the criteria you're applying. But look, we'll leave him alone.
Who picked Susan?
Me.
Rosie is a bold dolphin.
That's true.
Yeah, Rosie bit Susan.
All right, fair enough. So, Kira, it's between you and Emma then.
Her pal's name was Joe.
Rosie
and Joe.
Wow.
That sounds so cute.
Yeah.
So why are they still together? Unlike Tim Robbins and Susan Sarandon. Anyway.
So it's between me and you, Chris.
No, between you and Kira. So the two remaining stories are...
Isla Fisher was...
Pecked on the bum.
And
Gordon Ramsay being attacked by a puffin. Kira, you said that was fake, didn't you?
I did.
So if that story is fake, you win tonight.
I know.
Well, do you know what? Gordon Ramsay deserved to be pecked on the nose by a puffin because puffins are so cute. It's true.
Oh, wow. So, wow.
Emma, you won.
Emma, you won again.
Yes.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
I want to have, you know, the duh, 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 duh. You know
the
that
Rocky
music
thing.
Every time I win. I just lost my bobbin. That's how excited I got. I just threw my bobbin somewhere.
You took your clothes off, Emma.
I took my clothes off.
Just tell the world. That's what actually happened.
I took my socks off and I took my gloves off.
Are you talking about this? Hold on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This. You want this every time you win.
Oh, this is my theme tune, yeah.
Okay.
This could get tears.
I'm going to be honest, this isn't a very original theme song. Like, I've heard more original ones. Anyway.
Is that Rosie? Thanks, Rosie. I'm delighted I won too. Thank you, Rosie.
All right.
Well, got a hand to you, Emma. Well done.
Emma, this is stupid at this point. You know the way
Rosie
I quit the.
Doesn't think so.
No, you know the way I quit the win back your license fee game yesterday. Do you want to just quit this?
No,
okay, this is going nowhere.
Okay, so Chris quit the win back your license fee quiz last night. I quit the wrap off. Both of us are planning on quitting the fake celebrity news quiz.
So you're actually, what you're saying is you're quitting your show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're there's resigning. Possibilities. That means there's room here for me and Rosie to move in.
Yeah, well, potentially. I've heard you guys have great chemistry.
I think there's probably room for a female broadcaster and a dolphin.
Yeah,
on
I'd say
air.
So, yeah.
Whoa. I hate women on air, okay? I don't mind a dolphin being on air, but Jesus, we're not putting a woman on air. That's ridiculous, guys. What kind of nonsense thinking is that? All right.
Sorry, Rosie. Looks like it's not happening.
Look, Emma, congratulations. As I've said, we must start doing the stats up. We don't need to do them up yet, but at the end of the year, so I mean the end of the entire year, we always see who won
the game. Sorry, Chris. I promised
the
stats.
No, it doesn't. We don't need them yet.
I promise you next week. Could you send me a reminder?
That was just his kind of sly way of...
No, it wasn't.
Of getting a dig in at you.
To be honest, I don't
want
to know
yet.
Yeah.
No, because here's the thing. If it could get to a point,
no,
I think...
No, Chris, we need to know by next Tuesday because then we're into June, hon.
Yeah, I think it could get to a point in June where if Emma wins a few more times, we can't win this year.
Yeah.
Like, the game's literally over.
I think you've been a little bit dramatic.
No, I'm not.
Okay. No, you are.
Okay.
You're a drama queen, Chris.
Mm. Oh, well, that's true. All right, anyway, look, Emma, your Twitter's at EmmaPower87, at EmmaPower87. Go online, give her a follow. As well as that, she is, of course, on Instagram, instagram.com/EmmaPower87. Emma Power, thank you,
thanks,
as always, for coming in.
Chris and Kira. 2FM.